are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It is Valentine's Day. Some of you dread this day. Some of you guys don't care about it, and some of you have been just waiting weeks for Valentine's Day because that's when you get to propose to your lady, or you get to go out with her and her mother-in-law. You know, that's always something to look forward to. We talked about this on Saturday when I gave you guys a pop quiz on Saturday. Oh, you guys were lucky you didn't have to have a pop quiz, but your pop quiz is coming. We talked about what men want for Valentine's Day, for our lady listeners, you know, what do men want? Do they want to go out with you and your mother? A, do they want a cologne? Do they want a tool set? Or do they just want to be left the hell alone? And a lot of you answered tool set. And I'm like, really, ladies? Really? Now, see, guys, you got to really understand men here, ladies. And I don't think a lot of ladies do. If they did, they wouldn't force their men to celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, I mean, men, you know, look, okay, tool set, right? We talked about this. Okay, guys don't really want their tools, ladies, all organized and shiny and aligned and symmetrical with a case that may have a see-through window. That's girly. Guys aren't into that. Guys like their tools kind of greasy, all thrown into their tool case, and they just figure out what they need by feeling the handle. I mean, if you want to get a guy, you know, something in the tool range, make sure they're very hefty feeling tool. I understand there's the real cute little screwdriver kits. I know that. I've seen them. Trust me. I love that stuff. Those little baby screwdrivers with the little multicolored handles, and you got the little Phillips, and you got the little flat. Okay, that may be cool for us, but the guys aren't into that. All right? Guys want a real good feeling handle and something that they could discern without looking. Guys like to reach for their tool and know what they got type of thing, okay? So none of these girly tool sets, okay? Guys aren't into tool sets. That's just something that's marketed for us women to buy our men. Same thing with cologne. We've talked about this. Guys don't want cologne. Right? If you really ask a man, does he really want as a gift? I mean, you know, realize our men don't get a lot of gifts, if you think about it, right? The women, we always get gifts, like Valentine's Day. We're going to get chocolate, we're going to get roses, etc. Guys don't really get a lot of gifts. Maybe for their birthday, the kids will make him an ashtray, even though, you know, he's never smoked a day in his life, or, you know, a soap on a rope. But for the most part, guys don't get gifts. So don't waste their one or two gifts a year on a box of men's obsession, musky brute type of thing. Guys aren't into cologne. That's again for the girls. Guys like to smell like guys. Okay? Guys like guys smell. They don't really want, de perfume. You know, they're not into that. All right? If you're gonna get a guy, and you know, guys, back me up here. What do you want for Valentine's Day? I mean, are we women just, you know, what is it with the wheels? Just turning our wheels? All right? If you had a choice of what to get now, okay, leave us the hell alone. You can't already do, I already gave that answer, okay? Besides leaving you the hell alone on Valentine's Day, okay? And no sex stuff, okay? I understand there's a lot of, you know, different sexual moves you guys would probably prefer, that's fine. But what I mean, what we're talking about, if your lady is going out today buying you a gift, all right, or this weekend buying you a gift, what do you want her to get you? Because honestly, she's going to probably be reaching for, you know, the cologne. What else do women like to buy men? Ties. That's another thing that just blew my mind. All right? A tie means you want your man to dress up. How many of your men like wearing a tie? Well, Dr. Dahlia, my husband wears a suit to work. Okay, yeah, but you're missing the question. does he like wearing a suit? Okay, if he hates the fact that he has to dress up in a crisp shirt with a tie, all right, and now you give him that as a gift, you are one sadistic witch. Don't be giving your man a tie. The last thing he wants is to be reminded of work or reminded that he has to dress up. You know, Valentine's Day, let me see if I have here the history of Valentine's Day. Isn't Valentine's Day about, wasn't it about a couple different saints? Saint Valentine's Day. Well, wasn't it, you know, about one of the saints had cured the jailer's daughter, but they executed him because he treated her blindness and cured her. And then another one, I guess, was secretly marrying couples contrary to the laws of the Roman Emperor. So, I mean, this is a day to celebrate saints. It's not a day to buy your man something he doesn't want. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDAL. We got James, truck driver folk. I love it, from Pennsylvania. James, what do you want for Valentine's Day?
Well, I would love for any woman, you included, to buy me a DeWalt nail gun that looks like an AR-15.
Oh, that does sound cool, doesn't it? Now, what are you going to use it for?
Oh, it could be used for, I could use it as a nail gun, or if Obama decides to put a plant on a top rifle, I have a gun for self-defense.
You're right. You know, aren't there laws where if you get sued or go bankrupt, you're allowed to keep one gun? And if that ever gets taken away, a nail gun. Yeah, the reason why I'd ask what you would use it for was because, you know, my impression with nail guns is you need to get right into that crevice. You know, so you need it kind of small to get into where you need. I love nail guns. They just, to me, they're one of the coolest toys. But I like that idea. Thanks, James. Have a good Valentine's Day. All right, he's gone. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about a lot of medical stories, but please throw out there, what should women be buying or men, honestly, for Valentine's Day? Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Big thanks to XM Satellite and all our affiliates out there. So Richard from Tennessee writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a trucker, and I'd like a lumbar support for Valentine's Day. All right. You know, we should have had this for Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? Honestly, Valentine's Day is just another day for, you know, stores to make money. And ladies, are you listening to that? If you got a trucker husband, get him something, a good lumbar support. They sure as heck need that for their drives. But it's not finished here. He goes, but what do I buy for the old lady? If I get her chocolate, she'd have my hide. Okay, first of all, don't be calling your woman old lady. I've never understood that. Why do you men do that? Why do you men call the woman old lady? Okay, you're already going to be in the doghouse on that one. But you got a good point. You know, if you buy her chocolate and she's trying to diet, or she's a diabetic on the verge of going into diabetic ketoacidosis, you're right. You know, a chocolate type of gift may not be the best thing. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about what really we should get each other for Valentine's Day. What what is something that would be appreciated much more than what women usually buy men? You know, like cologne and ties that they really don't want. But also, how do you get through Valentine's Day without spending a lot of money? That's always a tough one too. I mean, you know, I really dig chocolate. I've told you guys some of my one of my favorite types of chocolate are the chocolate with the alcohol in them. Not that I like, it's just like the Bailey. You know, like C's Candy used to do that. Or was it Ethel M? You could get Bailey's Irish Cream in a chocolate, or they would have a Grand Marnier in a chocolate. I mean, to me, those are my favorite chocolates. You'd think chocolate-covered strawberries would be good, but guys, be careful with the whole chocolate-covered strawberry thing, because what if your woman has diverticulosis? I know, if she's got diverticulosis, you can't be giving her strawberries because of the seeds. You see why you need to run this by me? You see? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, honestly, I'm still paying off credit cards for what happened with Christmas back in 2011. I mean, I am not ready to spend any money on Valentine's. But, you know, my husband knows. He doesn't have to get me chocolate. If he wants to get me a romantic gift, okay, he doesn't have to buy me jewelry. See, I'm not really good with jewelry. I lose jewelry. I lose jewelry all the time. Like, I lost about maybe 15 pounds over the last couple months. I'm pretty excited. Well, my wedding ring just flew off my hand one day, and I lost my wedding ring. No, that's not the excuse I told him. I really did, right? My coworker saw the ring just fling off. Now, we found it, but I'm just not good with jewelry. I can't even keep the wedding ring on my finger. Okay, no, it's not because I'm a hoochie mama. I told you it's because I lost weight. And you know, my hands swell. And is this a pretty picture? My hands swell, and then they don't swell. And sometimes I don't shave the fingers, and that could sometimes keep the ring on. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right, I lose jewelry. So he doesn't buy me jewelry. He doesn't really buy me flowers, because the flowers die after a couple days. And I really don't want to deal with dead flowers. Then I feel guilty. You know, and then I'm like, well, you know, if the flowers die, what's going to happen to my patients? And, you know, so he's like, okay, I don't want to go there. So what he does, because he knows this is what I like, is he gets me a steak, a nice thick steak, and he cuts it into a heart. And then it's got to be a medium, or it's kind of juicy. Oh, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. Anyway, get me a slab of meat. That I understand it's not good for cholesterol, but I got good cholesterol. So if you, you know, my telling you to avoid red meat is because you guys have cholesterol issues. I don't have cholesterol issues. I can eat the damn meat. So anyway, I'll have him serve me a big piece of steak. And if we have to relate it to Valentine somehow, have him cut into the shape of a heart. That's kind of nice. You know, other inexpensive things you could do is, if you don't really usually do the cooking, then do it. Something spontaneous chicks really, really dig. Okay, so if you do something that's kind of unpredictable, but you got to be very careful with the unpredictableness. Okay? You know, she may not want to be embarrassed by a flash mob dancing thing. I've never wanted that. A whole bunch of people dancing for me. You know, like, you know, for example, I cannot wait for my periods to stop. And my husband said, I'm going to get a huge surprise when I finally go through menopause. Now, I'm thinking, okay, a huge surprise. Is it going to be a pessary? You know, is it going to be one of those estrogen vaginal inserts so I don't lose my urine? I mean, I could really use one of those, I you know, because at that age, I'm going to be coughing and giggling, and I'm going to be peeing on myself. But my worry is I'm going to finally go through menopause, and he's going to surprise me with one of those flash mobs. Let me just tell you guys, if any... although he may be doing it for himself to celebrate. If any of you guys are thinking of getting your woman a flash mob, fine. Now, I know a lot of you watch television. Okay, I can't stop you from doing that. I prefer you listen to radio, but I understand a lot of you watch television, from what I hear. And on television, they always seem to show guys, let's say, proposing, you know, in the middle of a game, and the video screen is all over the place. Okay, I can't speak for all women, but I could speak for 99.999% of women, can you please make sure we checked our teeth? Can you please make sure we've done our booger checks? Can you please make sure our bras aren't misaligned? That's a biggie. The last thing I want is my face to be nationally televised, not to mention strewn to the whole stadium. Meanwhile, I'm Picassoing it because the bra straps aren't aligned. I got a big booger. I got a chive in my teeth or a piece of hot dog. And then you're proposing to me in front of everybody. Okay, no, women don't like that. They don't. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something romantic you could, though, get your lady is like a fondue set, okay? But be the first one to cook the fondue, okay? Because, again, you got to be very careful giving your lady cooking utensils because she can go, oh, what, you want me to cook? You know, well, just like going back to the tool set, ladies, if you give your man a tool set, what are you trying to tell him? Are you trying to tell him that he has to do a lot of handyman type work around the house? He doesn't want to work on Valentine's Day. He probably wants to rest. You know, so you got to be very careful. Giving a man a tool set, that could imply that you want him to do some work around the house. And so, men, be very careful when it comes to cooking utensils. But let's say there's a book she's always wanted. You could go with that. Sometimes women really dig the whole massage spa day. I don't. I don't have time to spend the day at a spa. I don't. You know, I go to the office. I need to prep my show. I'm still working on my book. So for me, nah. But if you think your lady really digs that, get her that. That's cool. Now, I know some of you go, well, you know what's really inexpensive is why don't I give her the massage? Okay, you could get away with that, okay? She may think you're cheap, but what you could do, okay, is if you want to save money and you don't want another man massaging your wife. Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry, gentlemen. I should have known better. Men don't really want to give their woman a massage day if they think another man is massaging their wife. I didn't think about that one. That was a big duh on my part. I apologize. So then you can leave her little romantic notes throughout the day, like this earns you one day off from the kids. This earns you one back rub. This earns you one night in the bubble bath without the kids or the dogs or the cats giving you any grief. That would be a nice one. If my husband's listening, that would be a nice one. So you see, you really don't have to spend a lot of money. I understand, you know, this is a recession, and I'm sure companies would love that. But here's a list, okay, coming from Money Under $3. Ooh, oh, that's my kind of website. Okay, they said what you could do. Now, please don't vomit, okay, if this is sounding sickeningly sweet. But remember, guys, you got to keep the ladies happy. Okay, you and me equals awesome print. They say this cute print will show your true feelings. Put it in a frame from the dollar store. Nah, I'm a girl. I don't want that. Matching iPhone cases. All right. You and your lady have matching iPhone cases. Nah, I really don't need to match. My iPhone case is black. I'm not into the pink. I really should have it bright colored because I can never find it in the dark because it's black, but my iPhone, it's black. 50 Shades of Grey box set. I had no idea there's a box set of those. A Lego heart box. You get to play with Legos under the guise of making your woman something for Valentine's Day. A headphone splitter. Oh, this is a good one. Guys, get a hold of this one. This is ideal for couples that love to travel and watch shows or movies on the go. Buy her a headphone splitter. You know what my husband bought me once? Waders. So we could go fly fishing together, waders. It was cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Medical news on the way.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your medical questions, your comments, even if it's not about medicine, anything you want to talk about. We talk about everything on this show. Although this is going to be a health topic. And I hate when these studies come out because it makes us doctors look stupid. All right. So in the last couple days, they've reported that too much calcium intake could lead to heart disease in women. Now, this isn't anything new. Remember a couple years ago we were talking about how supplements and vitamins and calcium supplements could put a woman at risk for early death? And we were talking about there may be something to the calcium supplements. And then about a week or two ago we were talking about that with men. So here's another study saying we should probably rethink our calcium supplements in women. Meanwhile, I have a whole bunch of osteopenic people whose bone densities are you know, going down as with age, and the recommendation is for me to put them on calcium. So I don't know what the heck to do when I go to work today. I mean, I'm going to go to work. I'll put my purse down. I'll clean off my keyboard. I'll pull up the chair. But I'm at the point now where I really don't know what I'm supposed to do anymore. So let's go through this study. The study looked at 61,000 Swedish women. The women were monitored for 19 years. And during this time period, there were almost 12,000 deaths. Of those 12,000 deaths, nearly 4,000 were the result of cardiovascular disease and nearly 1,900 from ischemic heart disease. There's various types of things that could kill you when it comes to the heart, but ischemic heart disease is the biggie. That's your MI, myocardial infarction, where you cut off blood supply. The participants in the study who consumed the lowest amounts of calcium took only about 72 milligrams a day. The participants who took the highest amounts consumed 2,100 milligrams a day. Now, what's the recommendation? Well, we recommend about 1,000 to 1,200 a day. Okay? Now, one cup of milk has about 300 milligrams of calcium. Two slices of cheese, about 265 milligrams of calcium. And we could go over calcium and foods, etc. All right, in a little bit. So the study showed that women taking calcium tablets with a dietary intake over 1,400 milligrams a day were 1.5 times more likely to die from cardiovascular disease than those getting between 600 milligrams to 999 milligrams a day. Are you guys getting all this? How many different numbers have I just spewed out? 1 and 6 and 1.5 and 600 and 999. Okay, so basically, if your doctor calls you up and says, look, your bone density is a little bit low, before we throw you on Fosamax or Actonel or one of the medicines to help preserve your bone, we're going to throw you out about 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. He's going to tell you to split it up three times a day. Okay, split it up 500 milligrams three times a day because your body only really absorbs 500 milligrams at a time. So you're going to be popping this calcium supplements three times a day. According to this study, if you take over 1,400 milligrams per day, you're 1.5 times more likely to die from cardiovascular disease. They say high intakes of calcium in women are associated with higher deaths from all causes and cardiovascular disease. But we got some good news here, not stroke. Huh. All right, so what does this mean? I don't know. I mean, this is what I keep telling you all. I have no problem with what's in food. Okay, if you take in your calcium in food, okay, like let's say your yogurt, let's say you're taking a, let's say you have some Cocoa Krispies and then you drink the milk out the bottom. I love drinking the chocolate milk, you know, out from the bottom. Okay, you know, getting your milk that way, you know, minus the sugar and minus the fat, or your calcium or your vitamin D, I don't think that's going to kill you. I mean, we were drinking milk for centuries. We've been, you know, taking in calcium-type foods. I mean, like cottage cheese has 120 milligrams calcium. Yogurt has calcium. Tofu has calcium. Pinto beans and chickpeas, okay? Yeah, it could give you gas. Some calcium. Almonds have calcium. Almond butter has calcium. So there's ways you can get your calcium in. Also, there's a lot of vegetables that have calcium. So you can get your calcium from broccoli, from celery, from squash, from sweet potato, from dried figs. You could get calcium fortified orange juice. That could give you 300 milligrams a day. So you could have some orange juice in the morning. You could have some yogurt for lunch. You could have a glass of milk at night. You're going to be close to your 1,000 milligrams. Oysters, oysters, salmon, sardines, Brazil nuts and hazelnuts. Brazil nuts are like superfoods. Those could give you calcium. So you could see there's ways to get calcium. You don't have to always pop the supplements. The problem is a lot of us, we go, yeah, I'll eat food with calcium, and we don't. How many of you have eaten tofu in the last month? In the last decade, how many of you eaten tofu? I had two pieces of tofu back in 2002. It really wasn't that bad. It was one of these Chinese restaurants. I had thought it was chicken. So I had eaten a couple pieces of it, and then when somebody told me it was tofu, I didn't eat anymore because I had thought it was chicken. You know how something will taste like chicken when you think about it, and then all of a sudden you're like, dope. All right, but I had a couple pieces of tofu, 2002. Not good enough. That's not, I mean, you know, we're talking getting in your calcium every day. Now, do I think there's something going on with supplements? This is what I think. I mean, you need to take supplements if you're deficient in something. That's why you supplement, right? So a lot of us that hate milk, We don't like yogurt, etc. We're on a diet, so we can't eat ice cream. Yeah, you know, taking the supplements help. And realize now that we're aging, osteoporosis is a big threat to us. Having thin bones is pretty scary stuff. I mean, you fall and break a hip, you could be dead in a year. Your risk of death, I mean, quadruples if you have a hip fracture and you're bedridden and you can't get up and you can't move around because you could get ulcers and bed sores, you could get blood clots, etc., pneumonia. So we don't want you breaking your bones, and we want you, preserving whatever bone you have left. Just because you take calcium supplements when you're 65 doesn't mean you're going to make bone. Exercise can help you make bone. But it prevents further loss. Now, why? Why do calcium supplements prevent further loss? Well, this is what I think. All right, if your calcium is low, your body has a mechanism, a variety of mechanisms, but one such is your parathyroid system. And if your parathyroid senses low calcium, it's going to leach calcium wherever it needs to keep calcium in the body. So your parathyroid can leach calcium from the bones. The reason why we tell you to take calcium supplements is so that we don't make matters worse. Your having low calcium will make your whole osteoporosis issue worse. So we want to get the whole calcium thing out of the equation, and we recommend you taking your daily calcium plus a little bit more. But if the supplements and the substrates and the powder and whatever the hell is in these things are causing artery clogging or plaquing on your coronary arteries, heart disease is a bigger risk than osteoporosis. Now, true, more of us may have osteoporosis and get osteoporosis than heart disease, mind you, because we're aging, we're living longer. But cardiac disease, heart disease will kill you more than osteoporosis can. Mind you, you could still die from a hip fracture. So do you guys get that? Heart disease is the leading killer, but osteoporosis is a more common ailment. So I would rather you not die from a heart attack, and I would rather you get your calcium in other means and other foods. Honestly, orange juice is a phenomenal way to start your morning. You get your sugar, you get your vitamin C, you could get your calcium. So get your calcium. Now, somebody could say, well, what's in the orange juice? What about the calcium in the orange juice? Can't answer that. But what I do know is who asked that question? Why am I asking rhetorical questions that stump me? But you're still not getting that chalky type of substance. Now, one of you may ask, well, Dr. Dahlia, what about Tums? Your calcium carbonate. I don't know. Do I look like a specialist on calcium supplements? Do I? Just be careful. That's all we're saying. Try to get your calcium in natural foods. That's all we're saying, okay? And if you have to take some calcium supplements, discuss it with your doctor. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to get to the story about the girl who took Motrin and lost 90% of her skin. We need to talk about that really quickly. But remember, this is Valentine's Day, so I still have to give you any of the Valentine's headlines. So here's one of the latest headlines for Valentine's Day. Man stabbed during menage a trois after he refused to change positions. Did you guys hear about this one? Apparently a man in North Dakota stabbed a male friend after he refused to switch positions during a tryst with a female. Now, the man, Ashley Hunter, 33 years old, has been charged with felony aggravated assault for allegedly stabbing Orlando DeWitt in the arm during the encounter. We don't really talk too much about menage a trois protocol, do we, around here? I guess maybe we need to. I didn't realize that was such a common thing, right? Didn't somebody die in the summer of a menage a trois when he cheated on his wife, right? And then the doctor got sued. We talk about that case. Now somebody is getting stabbed. Are menage a trois that dangerous? I've never been in one. I mean, you would think it wouldn't be any more dangerous than a two-person biannual Freudian slip there, sexual type of tryst. Anyway, Hunter had met DeWitt in prison, invited three women over to his home in the 700 block of 4th Street North in Fargo on Friday night. I've never been to Fargo. I've always wanted to go to Fargo. The group, including DeWitt, that went drinking at the Windbreak Bar on 32nd Avenue South. You guys all kind of getting that, those of you that are Fargoites that frequent Fargo a lot? After they returned home, Hunter joined DeWitt and one of the women in a sexual act. When Hunter asked DeWitt to switch positions, he refused. And the two men began arguing. He reached onto the couch. Oh, they weren't even in a bed? They were on the couch? He reached into the couch. How did they all fit on a couch? How do you... Am I that old? Am I really behind the times? How do three... I mean, these guys look 6 feet to me. Plus the girl. Anyway, he reached into the couch and pulled out what DeWitt described to officers as a butcher knife. Why is a butcher knife in a couch? Aren't butcher knives supposed to be in, I guess, a butcher's office, a butchery, right? Or in the kitchen? Hunter then reached out. The knife was 12 inches long and an inch wide. The knife was 12 inches long. The woman grabbed her clothing and ran into the bathroom with DeWitt. DeWitt left his clothes behind. Hunter began banging on the door, telling them it's still his turn. I don't know. And I think he splintered the wood and got a splinter. All right, and I guess somebody called 911, and that went bad. One of the things I do on the Dr. Dahlia show is I like to urge, you know, safety in a variety of situations. We talk about hurricane safety. We talk about earthquake safety, Fukushima disaster. We talked about radiation safety, potassium iodide protecting the thyroid. I think I really owe all my listeners a deep and sincere apology for not offering any forms of protection or education to protect yourself if you are ever involved in a very dangerous menage a trois. So I guess I will have to add this to the list, and we will visit the subject, and we will thoroughly, okay, in triplicate, give you instructions on how to go through a menage a trois incident free, like we hope that we're teaching you to do during earthquakes or hurricanes. Let's move on. This scares me. All right. A girl who had lost 90% of her skin, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, after an allergic reaction to children's Motrin, won $63 million in compensation from Johnson & Johnson. Okay? She had gone blind and lost 90% of her skin after suffering a reaction when she was given children's Motrin. She was only 7 years old when this happened. She had a fever. Parents gave it to her Thanksgiving 2003. But the drug induced toxic epidermal necrolysis. Okay? Do you guys know what toxic epidermal necrolysis is? You do? Good, because I don't. Okay, so I don't have to go there. Okay, so we'll move on. No. Okay, we got to talk about this. Many of you guys have heard about Stevens-Johnson syndrome and toxic epidermal necrolysis. Basically, they're very similar to each other, and they could occur as a very vicious, violent reaction to a medication or to some other sort of insult to your immune system. So Stevens-Johnson syndrome, sometimes we'll see fever, we'll see body aches, we could see a rash, and sometimes with Stevens-Johnson, it'll start to get more severe, where you will actually see peeling skin, blisters, etc. Toxic epidermal necrolysis is more severe, where you have layers and larger areas of peeling skin. And we have to treat you like a burn victim, because you are losing layers of skin. Now, many of you know, whenever you peel off a layer of skin, it hurts. And you also know that you desiccate in that area. One of the main purposes of your skin isn't to hold self-tanner, which, by the way, I need to add today. Don, if you could remind me, I need to put another coat of self-tanner on. But one of the main things your skin does is it prevents water loss. All right, your body will dry out if it doesn't have that skin. And so whenever you suffer a burn, okay, let alone Stevens-Johnson's or toxic epidermal TEN, we call it, you could dehydrate. So we push fluids, not to mention now you don't have a layer, you could get pathogens and bacteria. So, you know, we give you antibiotics. But what's the real stinger with this one is Stevens-Johnson syndrome and TEN could happen to anybody as a result of being given an antibiotic. Sulfa antibiotics. I'm allergic to sulfa. I didn't go into TEN or Stevens-Johnson, but I started to, my urine turned brown. I started to bleed underneath the skin. So you could say it was the start of it. It was a horrible allergy to sulfa medication. So I don't really like to prescribe it that much. Anti-inflammatories like the ibuprofen could do it. Anticonvulsants for seizures, carbamazepine, Dilantin, allopurinol for gout could do this. And what's so scary is these are everyday medications. How many of us take Motrin? So this poor little girl goes into this huge reaction. Luckily, she lived. She went through maybe 19 bouts of surgery. She was awarded $50 million. Parents were each given $6.5 million. I'm not sure what deficits she has in terms of scarring, what she has. But, I mean, scary stuff. Scary stuff. So the picture we have is of her before the reaction when she was 7. Beautiful girl. I'm assuming she still is beautiful, but if 90% of her skin, you wonder what happened with her face and scarring, etc. So, you know, my suggestion is whenever you give a medication, even if it's over the counter, always watch your child, watch yourself. Just be on the lookout. Don't be popping pills left and right like there's nothing going on. And then if you start to see little blisters, if you start to see any sign of a rash, you go to your medical provider. And if you think your medical provider is not thinking the same thing you are, bring up TEN, okay, like the number 10, or Stevens-Johnson's. Okay, I can't tell you how many people go, Dr. Dahlia was talking about that Steven disease. That'll be enough for them to know just to prompt them. Most doctors should think about this, but a lot of times you come in with a little baby rash, they may look at blisters and think shingles or chickenpox or something. So remind them, look, you took a medication. And it could happen anywhere from one day to a couple weeks after taking the medication. Don't go away. Two more hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Lunch!
lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.